Guitarist Tim Bowman's most recent CD, This Is What I Hear, gives the listener a taste of many types of music. The song Summer Groove became Bowman's first number one single. Not long ago, the Detroit native brought his guitar into the studios of member station WUOM in Ann Arbor. He talked about influences you might expect, like George Benson, and some you might not.
Roy Clark
is a bad boy, though.
Is we should a bad, know. Like you say, if you know guitar, he is one of the best of our time, hands down. You know, I was a little too young to understand hee-haw, the jokes, you know, but I knew this guy could play. He could play banjo, mandolin, violin, you name it, guitar, and was just an amazing string instrument, aficionado.
What was it about the guitar? Or the guitar.
Right.
that attracted you.
You know, I first heard it at church. There was this guy named Michael Features from Toledo. He was trying to date one of my eight sisters. It would be like, if you leave me alone so I can talk to your sister, I'll show you how to play the guitar.
You know what's interesting, particularly about black churches, mm-hmm. is you do find all instrumentation in a black church.
Yes, you do.
And Detroit has been a true haven for great gospel music.
Yes, and it's amazing. When you can look back, you know, the Winans, the Clark sisters, you know, Aretha Franklin's
Commission.
Yeah, not Fred Hammond's. It's just on and on and on from Detroit. I'm still at the same church I was born in. And from day one, when I became aware of the music department, I was in that department in some way, either congo player, drummer, or bass guitar player. And it's always been gospel. And, you know, there are some great musicians in the world, period, which are secular. But it's never been a battle. This is always where I've been.
When you play the guitar, do you play it every day?
Yes, yes.
Do you just play with it at times, just strum? And when you do, and you get something that you like, a riff you like, can you remember it and utilize it later?
That's what you said is the exact way I write a song. You know, you have practice time where you're just practicing your scales. Then you have TV time where you're watching television and you just, you know, and you're just playing around with it. Those are the times when I write. Like I'm sitting there watching a television program or whatever, and I'll hit a chord progression. I say, oh, that's nice, you know. And to me, what I found out, if it's a good song, you'll remember it the next day.
Now, I'm curious. You have had, off of this latest CD, a number one single.
Yes.
Summer Groove is mm-hmm. The name of it. I would suspect all musicians aspire to that. When you got the call or looked in Billboard or however you found out it was number one, what was your thought?
Stunned. Honestly stunned for days. At first, I was just speechless. You know, everything's just going through my mind. I can't believe this. This is unreal. You know, like you said, every musician, they want to have something that is commercially accepted. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, top 10 is great. But when they called and told me it was number one, that was just...
So can you show me how you would construct a summer groove? I mean, when you think about that, what did you hear first in that record?
This is what I first heard. That's why I was watching television, I heard that. Then the next part was... put them all together. Mm-hmm. I love the guitar. And I love the creative process, you know. The older you get, the less you like rehearsing and traveling so much. But the music, I love it. It's just, you know, you start hearing these things and you want to get together with the fellas and put it together.
All right. Well, Tim Bowman, the new CD is called This Is What I Hear. Features Vicky Winans, Marvin Winans, Rance Allen, and not to be left out, we should note that Nelson Rangel, another fine musician,
excellent,
is on this. And you've already had a number one single, and anyone who loves good singing and good guitar playing, should pick this up. We thank you. Can you play us out a little bit here?
Sure, sure. Thank you.
Tim Bowman. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.